it's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapaul Valley High School for tonight's Camden Conference volleyball matchup between the Lacapaul Valley Eagles and the Lakeview Lakers. And we already have a nice crowd here at the Eagles Nest tonight to watch this volleyball match. Lacapaul Valley comes into the match 5 wins and 5 losses. Lakeview Lakers, they have 5 wins and 6 losses on the season. Let's Lakeview Lakers here. They opened up their season losing to 2 state-ranked teams. RTR, currently ranked 5th. Labasso, ranked 7th. Then they won 2 matches, beating Murray County Central and Edgerton. Then they went on a 3-game losing streak, losing to Windham, New London Spicer, and Morris area. They picked up a win over Yellow Medicine East, Dawson Boyd, and KMS. And here we are with the Lakeview Lakers. They have a first-year head coach, Alexis Linneman. And D-Squad tonight, it was a thriller. Lakeview came out on top, 2-1. Lakeview took the first set, 25-19. Lacapaul Valley took the second set in B-Squad, 25-23. And the third set went 15-4 for Lakeview. C-Squad, Lakeview won 2-1 in C-Squad. So the Lakers looking for a sweep tonight here at Lacapaul Valley. Talk about the Eagles, their season. As I mentioned, they're 5-5. They had a tremendous tournament last weekend in Benson, beating Ashby, Dawson Boyd, Ortonville, and Benson, playing 4 matches. They went 4-0 in that tournament, so that really helped the Eagles there with their confidence. And then, of course, Tuesday they went down to Mineota, took on the state-ranked Mineota Vikings, defending champions, and lost 3-0. But talking with head coach Brooklyn Gould before the match, you know, she was pretty, satisfied with how they played. They played pretty good. They played the state-ranked team pretty well, 25-19. The first set, they were in it all the way, she said, and, passed the ball well and did things. But, Mineota, high-quality volleyball team year in and year out. All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. First for the Lakeview Lakers here during the Subway pregame show. Your starters for the Lakers. They start 2 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and 2 seniors. Number 1, Jersey Stensrud. She's a 5'4" libero player. She's a sophomore. Number 5, Carmen Bartness. Bartness is a middle blocker, 5'11", and a senior. Number 6, Kara Hins, outside hitter, 5'10", and a junior. Number 8, Taylor Hins, an outside hitter, 5'9", sophomore. And number 10, Aubrey Rausch. Rausch is a setter, 5'7", senior. Rausch actually picked up her 1,000th set assist a couple of weeks ago. And number 15, Aubrey Peterson, defensive specialist. She's a freshman at 5'2". Number 16, Jayla Schmidt. Schmidt's 5'8", and also a freshman. She's an outside hitter. The Lakers are coached by Alexis Linneman, assisted by Missy Lowe and Savannah Rausch. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lakeview Lakers. For the Lacapaul Valley Eagles tonight, they start 1 eighth grader, 2 juniors, and three seniors. Number two, Maya Sawatsky. Sawatsky's a center, 5'7", eighth grader. Number four, an outside hitter, 5'7", senior, is Brandy Meyer. 6-foot senior middle hitter, Jalen Lee. Jalen wears number five. Number eight, Abby Amlin. Amlin's a center, 5'11", junior. Mikey Ann Elias, defensive specialist, 5'3", senior. Number 12, Callie Kahn, a middle hitter, 5'11", junior. Number 13, Samara Sepinen, a setter, 5'6", senior. Lacapau Valley are coached by Brooklyn Gould, assisted by Tyler Mortensen, Molly Hennen, and Janelle Boyum. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lacapau Valley Eagles tonight. Other matches tonight in the Camden Conference. RCW is at Ortonville. Yellow Medicine East is at Dawson Boyd tonight. Central Minnesota Christian hosting Tracy Milroy Ballaton. Camby Lancers have the long road trip. They're up in Kirkhoven tonight to take on the Fighting Saints. Benson is at Montevideo. Bold at Sauk Center. That's in the West Central Conference. Tennis scheduled. Dawson Boyd, Lacapau Valley girls tennis team. They're at Sauk Center this afternoon. We'll be getting some results on that here shortly. And so that's what's happening in at Lacapau Valley today. Band is playing. A lot of excitement here in the gym. And they got the little girls out there with the varsity girls practicing volleyball and just having a good time. How the girls bring a lot of little girls into the program. Coach Brooklyn Gold does a nice job with that. And the little girls got to run out on the gym floor with the seniors, with the varsity girls tonight. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem and do the starting lineups. And we'll be back in a couple minutes right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials coming up right here on Q92. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Camby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Curis in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Welcome back to Lacaparral Valley High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Scott Swatsky is the PA announcer tonight. You can hear him in the background introducing the Lacaparral Valley Eagle volleyball team. The spotlight's on the Eagles. They got all the lights off here in the main gymnasium, and the spotlights are just like a Timberwolves game. That's what it looks like, and the starters are being introduced right now for the Eagles. They're taking on the Lakeview Lakers tonight. Lakers with 5 wins, 6 losses. The Eagles are 5-5, so somebody's going to come away with their 6th win tonight. After tonight here, I want to give a shout-out to our referees tonight. I posted a picture on my social media platform. Serena Brown from Dawson and Jordan Roos up there by Dumont. They are referees tonight. And you gotta thank the referee. There's a shortage of referees, and we need more referees. And thank the ones that do referee. And you're gonna get plugged in here, and go ahead. Yep, you get it plugged in, and I think we're good. All right, the girl running the spotlight unplugged me accidentally. And now we're plugged back in, so I think we're good. We're still on the air. That's the main thing. All right, Jordan Roos will be on the ladder. Serena Brown on the floor at referees. Coach Brooklyn Gould coaching the Eagles. Coach Alexis Linneman coaching the Lakeview Lakers. Thursday night volleyball here on Q92. And here we go. Tegan Feeney is serving, and it goes into the back row. Sawatsky is going to set up a drive there by Abby Amlin, and it's good. Listen to this Lacaparral Valley crowd. There's a lot of them, a lot of students here. They're all dressed in bright red. That's the theme tonight, the color red. Sawatsky will serve. It should be a good matchup. I think both these teams are matched up well. There's a nice drive and a kill by Taylor Hinds. Taylor's a 5'9" sophomore. Very young team for the Lakeview Lakers. Serving for Lakeview, Jersey Stensrud. I like that first name, Jersey. Play at the net. Jayla Lee gets it over. Nice job by Lee. Here's the set and a drive by Lakeview. It goes into the back row, and the Eagles can't play it over. Mikey Ann Elias in the back row did a nice job of getting the ball up to the middle of the court, but there was no Eagle there, and the Lakers take the lead 2-1. There's Septon in. Samara gets it over to net. Here's the set by Rauch. And a nice dig in the back row there by the Eagles. And a play over to net. Nice dig, rolling dig there by Lakeview. And a kill by number 8, Taylor Hinds, her second. And it's 3-1, Lakeview. Just underway here at La Capoe Valley. B squad just completed. Lakeview won 2-1. Here's the set there by Seppinen. Rauch the set, the drive, and Elias with a nice dig in the back row. And the Eagles get the point. I think that was Abby Hamlin again, but what a play by Mikey Ann Elias. The libero player in the back row for the Eagles kept the ball, volleyball, off the floor. Got an update for you from Dawson Boyd. Rauch is going to set a drive by Hinds again, and it's out. Point La Capoe Valley. Folks, were tied up 3-3. In Dawson tonight, Yellow Methodist took the first set from the Blackjacks, 25-20. Currently it's 6-6 in set 2 in Dawson. Serving is Peyton Sachs. Nice serve by Peyton. Hinds hits the ball into the net and air by Lakeview, and the Eagles get the point. It's 4-3. La Capoe Valley has a 1-point lead. As I mentioned, this could be a close one. We could easily go 5 sets here tonight. The serve by Peyton Sachs. Over to net it goes, and Hinds with another kill. I have a feeling Taylor Hinds is going to rack some points up tonight for the Lakeview Lakers. I like the Lakeview Lakers jerseys. It reminds me of my old baseball jersey, summer rec jersey, white with blue sleeves. Aubrey Rauch, she will serve. She had just collected her 1,000th set assist in her career. Quite an accomplishment there. Elias bumps the ball up to Sawatsky. Jalen Lee gets it over to net. Back to the Lakeview side. Here's Hinds in the back row. And Elias passes it up. Here's Abley. Abley with a drive. Partially blocked at the net there by Schmidt. Nice dig by Peyton Sachs. Play down the court. And a point and a kill for Brandy Meyer of La Capoe Valley. What a nice volley by both sides there. Some great defensive plays by both teams. Some good blocks at the net. And Brandy Meyer finishes it off. The Eagles have a 1-point lead. 5-4, make that 6-4. Jalen Lee with the serve. Renville County West took the first set from Hortonville tonight, 25-11. Get you up to date there. Hey, I think I got a tennis result here. Dawson Boyd, La Capoe Valley, they picked up a win over Sauk Center in Sauk Center tonight, 6-1. Congratulations to the girls' tennis team. And there's an ace serve by Jalen Lee. Last week, Jalen Lee was our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Jalen Lee is serving at 7-4 La Capoe Valley. The bump by Schmidt. Pass up to the net by Nepping. And here's the drive by Brandy Meyer again. Brandy Meyer's on fire for La Capoe Valley. 8-4. Listen to the Eagle fans here. They're loud and proud tonight. Back in for Lacapaul Valley is Mikey Ann Elias, the senior. Serving is Jalen Lee, a senior. Hard to believe Jalen Lee's a senior already. Wow. Lakers get it back over. Swatsky saves it. It's set by Sepinen. And kill again, I think, by Brandy Meyer. 9-4. Bit of a run here now for Lacapaul Valley. Actually, a 4-0 run by the Eagles. Jalen Lee serves. Lakers having some trouble. They've got to get it over to net. Nothing does. Lee up to Sawatsky. Here's Brandy Meyer. Goes cross court and gets the job done again. How about the senior Brandy Meyer? And a timeout by Lakeview. Eagles are fired up. They're pumped up. 10-4 Eagles. We'll take a break. We'll be back after we hear a word from our sponsors.
Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Hey, I'm back here at Lacapaul Valley. A lot of excitement in this gym. Eagles just go up 11-4 off the timeout by Lakeview. Brandy Meyer with 4 kills. Jalen Lee continuing to serve, doing a fantastic job. And now, oh, I jinxed her. She hit the ball out of bounds. Service error there by Jalen. 11-5. Lakeview will serve. Here's number 8, Taylor Hinn. Hinn serve goes into Meyer. That's too far. Eagles try to save it. Oh, and then Elias gets it over. It's good! Mikey and Elias with the kill! Boy, she saved the Eagles there. It should be 12-5, and the scoreboard hasn't changed yet. Should be on 12-5. Got 11-5 up there. Here's the... Now they change it. And make it 13-5. And MQ got the point there. But it's 13-5. Well, that was a block. That was a block by Brandy Meyer. Boy, Brandy, she's just playing phenomenal here for Lacapaul Valley. Deep feeding her the ball. There's another block at the net. And this is Callie Kahn with the kill. Callie Kahn gets the kill, and it's 14-5. Lacapaul Valley here in set one. Woo. Samara Sepinen is serving. And Samara gets the ball over the net. Here's Lakeview's third hit. That's nothing. Samara to Brandy Meyer. Second hit's over. Play at the net. And we got a whistle and a net violation on the Eagles. Point Lakeview. There's a lot of things going on here tonight at Lacapaul Valley. We had junior high in the other gym, Lakeview and Lacapaul Valley. A lot of people now, I stuck my head in there, and a lot of people there watching the junior high. And, of course, C squad and B squad. And you got a lot of little girls that love volleyball. They're here tonight with their parents. So we got a nice crowd here tonight at Lacapaul Valley. Old Brandy Meyer with a band on that one. A rare error there by Brandy Meyer. 14-7. 14-7. The serve goes into Jalen Lee up to Sawatsky. Kahn will push it over to net. And Lakeview hits it out on the stock. The Ball Valley 15-7 Eagles. As I mentioned, both of these teams have 5 wins on the season. Coming in now for La Caprile Valley is Abby Amlin. Brandy Meyer serves. Lakeview gets it out, hits it out. That was Bartness hit it too long on a third hit. And the Eagles have a 16-7 lead. Brandy Meyer to serve. Tight serve, goes deep in the back row. Lakeview passes it up to the net. Getting it over is Bartness. Play at the net. Swatsky gets the block. Maya, one of the shorter girls, 5'7", with the block. Maya Swatsky, it's a 10-point lead for La Caprile Valley, 17-7. Meyer with a serve for the Eagles. And Lakeview decides to play it. Lawaji gets it over to net. Meyer. Here's Sawatsky setting up a drive. Oh, and Abby fanned on it. A little mistiming there between Sawatsky and Abby Amblin. Lakeview in rotation here. Left-hander serving. That's nothing. Sawatsky with the set. Here's Abby uses her left hand. Good! Abby Amblin. The juniors. Gets the job done there. It's back to a 10-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Here comes Mikey Ann Elias to serve off the bench. Kahn is out. Elias will serve, leading 18-8. The Eagles are. And the serve is out. Just barely out. Point Lakeview, 18-9. Hey, we got football for you tomorrow night. I'll be in Granite Falls with the Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team as they take on Yellow Medicine East. 18-9 the score here. And the Eagles can't play it off the net. Meyer, Amlin, and Jalen Lee, all three are trying to play it off the net. Could not get the job done. Here's Keegan Feeney serving. Into the back row it goes to Samara. Up front to Jalen with a big kill by Jalen Lee. That's her first kill of the match. 19-10, of course, you know, we played at 25. And here's Maya Sawatsky, just an eighth grader, folks. Serves it deep into the back row. Lakeview passes up the front of the net to Herrick, a drive from the outside. Elias to Amlin. Amlin does it again. Abby. Abby picks up her third kill. 20-10. La Caprile Valley set number one. The eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky, outstanding softball pitcher, I might add, as a seventh grader last spring for her dad, the head coach of the softball team. Oh, Amlin. And Meyer, they get it over the net. What a play by Sawatsky. And now Lakeview hits it into the net. 21-10. I tell you, these Eagle volleyball players, they are fired up right now. This is the best I've seen the Eagles play this year. They got it together. Sawatsky serves. Into the corner it goes. Here's the setter, Herrick. Oh, nice set. Here's Leap. Blocked at the net. Here's Lee again. It's good. Jalen Lee gets the kill at the net. Her second kill for Jalen. 3 points away from taking the set, the Eagles are. And Sawatsky will continue the serve. 22-10, La Caprile Valley. Sawatsky. Here's Rauch. And the drive is good by number 8, Taylor Hins, with her fourth kill. Taylor Hins, 4 kills, leads the Lakers. 22-11 the score. Lakers libero player will serve. Number 1, Jersey Stensrud. Jersey's serve is high, goes in the back row to Brandy. She bumps it up to Sawatsky. Jalen Lee soft touches it over and it works! Point Jalen Lee, and it's 23-11. Nice Smart play there by the senior, Jalen Lee. Instead of hammering, just softly touched it, threw the Lakers off. Here's Peyton. Sophomore, Peyton Sachs. Serves it in the middle of the floor. Roach is going to set up a drive by Hinz. Nice thing there by Elias. Jalen with a big block at the net by Lakeview. That was a nice block by Schmidt. Just a ninth grader. And then Brandy Meyer does it again. 24-11. Set point for La Caparo Valley. Set point for the Eagles. Sacks. Serves. Into the floor. Oh, kept it off the floor. And Ralph throws it over instead of setting it. And gets the point. Nice play by Aubrey Roach. Still set point for La Caparo Valley. 24-12. Roach is serving. Goes into Elias. Eagles get it over on the third hit. Here's Roach going to set up the outside to Hinz. Big hit. And it's good. Taylor Hinz with her fifth kill. She leads all players in kills right now with five. Still set point, 24-13. Route serves. And Elias, she bumps it over on one hit from the back row. Here's Hinz. Oh, she threw that one down. And the La Caparo fans want to carry on that one. They didn't get it. Point Lakeview. That was six. That was Hinz again. Roush will serve. 24-14. Elias pumps it up to Sawatsky. Here's a set to Brandy to finish it. Oh, and the Eagles win. Brandy Meyer with her fifth kill. And it's 25-14. Eagles took the first set. A lot of enthusiasm there on that Eagle side to end that first set. 25-14, La Caparo Valley. Take a couple minute break. We'll be back with set number two right after this.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
The center. Here's Hinz from the outside. Nice stop there by Sawatsky. Here's Brandy. Good again, Brandy Meyer continuing. You know, Brandy's on the outside and she doesn't hit it down straight down the line. She hits it cross course. She's all smiles as she looks to head coach Brooklyn Gould right now. Eagles have a 4-1 lead in the sacks. Sack serves. Hinz. And a nice dig by Elias, but the Sawatsky can't get it over to that. Point Lakeview. You know, I've said this many times over the years broadcasting volleyball. Volleyball is a momentum game. It is hard to stop momentum when a team has it, unlike any other sport. It's can't explain it. It's crazy. Oh, Jalen Lee picks up her fourth kill at the middle. Elias comes out, number 12, in Tally Khan. 5-2 La Caparo Valley. Jalen Lee serves into the corner. Dug up nicely by Stensrud. Here's Hinz with a powerful hit. Taylor Hinz with her seventh kill. She leads everybody. Well, actually, Brandy Meyer's got seven. So Meyer with seven kills. Taylor Hinz for Lakeview with seven kills. 5-3. Rockefeller Valley serving is Rauch into the net. A service there by Lakeview. Point, Rockefeller Valley, 6-3. Got to take my hats off to the Rockefeller Valley students tonight. They're here in force. There's a lot of them, all decked out in red. As we pick up the action here, the Eagles try to play it off the net. They can't. And that was a point for Lakeview. 6-4, I think. Yeah, 6-4, Rockefeller Valley leading by two. Eagles lead one set to none. They took the first set, 25-14. Jalen Lee from the middle of the court gets the kill. Jalen is in the back row. And she just hammered that one. That's how strong she is. Elias comes out, Abby Hamlin back in. 7-4, Brandy serving, Meyer. Stendrew plays it up to Rauch. Hins with a drive from the outside. Boy, they go to Taylor Hins a lot. Here's Hamlin with a drive, partially blocked at the net by Lakeview. Here's a back set, nothing gets it over. Solowski setting up, Kahn! Dug up nicely by Rauch. Oh, my goodness. Nice dig. And a kill by Hins again. Taylor Hins with her eighth kill. Well, actually, they're going to give that kill to Kira Hins. Excuse me. And, the other, I think they're sisters. 7-5. The score here in set two. Rockefeller Valley leading by two. Here's a serve, and it's an ace serve for Lakeview's number 11, Aaliyah Lawaji. 7-6 now. Lawaji's serve goes into Samara. Ablin gets it over with her left hand. Back to the Lakeview side. Drive, and we got a whistle. And I think an eagle ran into the net, or went under the net. Anyway, it's 7-7, folks. 7-7. You know, I don't think Lakeview's ever led in this match. They can here with the next point. Serving as Lawaji. In the Meyer. Up front to Sawatsky. Blocked at the net. That was a nice play by Lakeview. Number 5, Carmen Bartness. And Lakeview has a lead. The first lead of the night. 8-7. 8-7 Lakeview. And Samara takes it. And a nice play. Eagles defend it nicely. Now Meyer will throw it deep in the corner. Here's Rauch setting up. Taylor Hins. Good. That's like automatic. What is going on? Oh, that's number 6. That's, I wonder if that's right. Kira Hins with the kill. She's got 2. 9-7, 2-point lead for Lakeview. They're getting a little momentum here now. And they go cross-court. Lakeview does, and it goes out of bounds. Point Rockefeller Valley. Cuts the lead to 1. 9-8, Lakers. Back in for Rockefeller Valley is Mikey Ann Elias. She's the libero player. She wears the red jersey. All the other, her teammates wear the black jersey. And Mikey Ann with the serve. It's high, just over the net it goes. And a kill, I think that was Hamlin. Abby picked up her fourth kill. It was. Abby Hamlin gets the job done there. And Mikey Ann Elias serves again. It's high, just cleared the net. Lakers save it off the floor. Elias passes up to Sawatsky. Here's Jalen Lee with a big hit. Nice dig in the back row there by Hins. And then it goes out. Are the referees going to change their mind? No. That was a point for the Eagles. And the Eagles regain the lead. 10-9. The Eagles have regained the lead now. 10-9. Elias serves. They play it in the back row. They bump it up. And a hit there by Kira Hins. And it's good. Well, Kira Hins have changed the outside hitting spot from Taylor. Taylor's number 8. Sierra's number 6. And it's tied up 10-10. Lakers serve in, play at the net. Nice play. Franny Meyer gets it over on the third hit. Good defense by Lacapral Valley, and there's a smart play. I think it was Rausch. Rausch, the center, set is setting. She threw it over to that in the middle of the floor. No Lacapral Eagle was there. Lakers regain the lead. Back and forth we go. It's 11-10 Lakeview. Sawatsky sets up Lee in the middle. Blocked at the net. Another block there by Vardness, and it's good, though. Drops to the floor. That was the sixth kill for Jalen Lee. Tied up 11-11. We got a close one, folks. Sawatsky's going to serve. Here comes Aubrey Peterson, a freshman, comes off the bench. She's in the back row for Lakeview. Sawatsky serves it to Peterson. Bumps it up to Rausch. Here's a play in the middle. Vartness gets it over. Sawatsky. Amlin throws it over on the third hit. Rausch. Hands with a drive. Nice dig by Elias. Tomorrow throws it over to net. Big hit, and it is good by number 5, Carmen Vartness. That's her first kill, and Vartness just put her team back in the lead. How many lead changes have we had here in set two? The Eagles took the first set 25-14. But it's a battle here in set two. It's 12-11, Lacapral Valley. As we pick up the action, Rausch is going to set up Hens. This is Taylor, number 8. And it's blocked either by Jalen Lee or Samara Seppinen. Who are they going to give the block? They'll give the block to Jalen. Jalen Lee with the block. Trying to keep as best stats as I can. It's hard to keep stats in volleyball and broadcast at the same time. Peyton Sachs bumps it up to Sawatsky, the center. From the outside, Brandy hits it long, way out of bounds. It's 12-12. Lacapral Valley and Lakeview in a dogfight right now here in set two. Eagles could take this set two. They'd really be in the driver's seat. Oh, what a kill by Jalen Lee. Wow. Jalen, you know, she's an outstanding basketball player too. She can jump, and she timed that one, and she just hammered that baby. 13, Jalen serving. Goes in the middle of the floor, route, sets up, Hens, blocked at the net by Kahn. Callie Kahn with the block. Eagles retake the lead. 14-13. Lee serves, hits the net, the service there by Jalen Lee. Tied up again, folks, 14-14. Wow. My writing pen is, I'm running out of ink. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to have to borrow a pen from somebody. 14-14. Eagles and the Lakers tied up in set two. Here's a play at the net. Block. I think that was Callie with the block. Here's Hens with the drive. Block. Whistle. Point. Lacapral Valley. Not quite sure why. Didn't see the signal from the ref. 15-14, Eagles lead. And number 13, Samara Seppinen is serving. Samara serve, nice serve. Lakers blocked at the net by Kelly, and the Lakers hit it out of bounds on the side. And the Eagles go back up on, back up to two. 2 points, 16-14. Seppin. Kamara serves into the back row. Rausch, 1,000 points in her career, set assist. Lakers get it over. Here's Meyer down the line. Ooh, Brandy couldn't get it over to net. 16-15. 16-15, a 1-point lead for Lacapral Valley. They lead one set to none. And Lakeview serves it out of bounds. That was Taylor Hens with a long serve. And that gives the point to Acaparo Valley. 17-15 Eagles. Here's number four, Brandy Meyer. What a first set she had. And there's an ace serve for Brandy. It hit the net and went over. Nobody touched it. 18-15. Can the Eagles go on a bit of a run here and close it out? Meyer serves. Easy point. And giving it back with Stensrud. Play at the net. Blocked by Amlin. Here's Meyer. Up to Sawatsky, the center. Amlin from the outside. Good! Abby Amlin again. Nice hit from the outside by Amlin, the junior. She's 5'11". Timeout by Lakeview. Head coach Alexis Lindemann calling a timeout. It's 19-15 Eagles. Here in set two, they lead 1-0. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more volleyball right after this.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
We're back. Timeout's over by Lakeview's head coach, Alexis Lindemann. Eagles have a 19-16 lead here in set two. Eagles took the first set, 25-14. It's a battle here in set two. A lot of lead changes. We'll pick up the action here. And a kill there by Callie Kahn, I believe it was. Number 12, Callie Kahn in the middle of the net, a floor there. Got the kill. She comes out, gets high fives from her teammates on the bench. Eagles took the first set, 25-14. Here's Elias with the serve. 20-16, the Eagles. Block out of bounds by Sawatsky. Point Lakeview. 20-17. It's loud in here at the Eagles' Nest tonight. Real loud. A lot of excitement. Love high school sports. This is what it's all about. Lakeview serves into Seppinen. Here's Rauch setting up pins from the outside. Good block by Sawatsky or Lee. Who are they going to give it to? They're going to give it to Jalen Lee with her second block. Acaparo Valley. Here's the eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky. Where's number two? It's a run jump serve by Maya. Rauch to set. Soft touch there by Bartness, and Elias gets it over the net on the third hit. Wow! Oh, and then a nice play by Rauch. Point Lakeview. What a dig in Elias. Mikey and Elias, that was a tremendous dig, but give Rauch credit, the setter for Lakeview. She did it again. Instead of setting, she threw it over. And there was the Eagles couldn't respond. Now the Eagles get a point, 22-18. That was the eighth kill for Jalen Lee. 22-18, the Eagles 3 points away from taking set two. Here comes sophomore Peyton Sachs in the rotation to serve. The serve by Peyton. Ooh, whistle. And we got a timeout. Timeout by Lakeview. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. The Eagles lead 22-18.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimate Shannon 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapaul Valley tonight. 22-18. Eagles here in set two. They're looking to go up two sets to none on Lakeview. Peyton Sachs serves. Routes the set. Here's Taylor in with a drive. And, oh, the Eagles can't get it over on the third hit. Nice effort there by Elias and Peyton Sachs. Just couldn't get it over. 22-19. Lakeview's not going away quietly here. They're keeping it close. Here's Jersey Stensrud. Jersey Stensrud serves it into the net. Point Lacapaul Valley. 23-19 Eagles. They took the first set, 25-14. Elias comes out. Callie Kahn comes back in. 23-19 Eagles, and Jalen Lee serves it up onto the side, out of bounds. And that gives the 20th point to Lakeview. It's a three-point lead for Lacapaul Valley. Serving for Lakeview is the setter, Aubrey Rausch. 23-20. See if the Eagles in the Elias bumps it up to Sawatsky. Here's Meyer. Soft touch. Lakers keep it alive. Lee in the back row. Elias gets it over to net on the third hit again. Routes to set up Hins, and Hins with the kill. Taylor Hins with their eighth kill of the night. Wow. And Coach Brooklyn Gould is calling a timeout. It's 23-21. We're going to keep it right here. Don't want to miss anything at 23-21. Wow. And you know what? Both these teams, as I mentioned, Eagles are 5-5, Lakeview 5-6. But, man, they're playing like they're 12-0. I mean, they're... Both teams are playing really well here. Get caught up to date here. Let's see. Yellow Mess and East beat Dawson Boyd in set one, 25-20. Blackjack came back and took set two, 25-22. So they're tied up one set apiece in Dawson tonight. Timeout's over by Coach Brooklyn Gould. Here we go, folks. 23-20. And Lakeview gets the point, and folks, it's 23-22. Set number two, Eagles lead by a point. But the Lakeview Lakers trying to tie it up here. They're down by a point. Routes will serve. It goes over to net. Elias bumps it up to Sawatsky. Here's Kahn from the outside. Good! Nice set by Sawatsky to Callie Kahn. And it's set point first. Set point for the Eagles. 24-22. Stepping in. Samara serving. It goes over to net. Stensrud passes up to Rausch. Here's a back set. And that's, oh man, that was a nice kill by Taylor Hinn. That was her 10th kill. It's 24-23. Remember, you got to win by two. Well, it's still set point for the Eagles. 24-23. Number eight, Taylor Hinn serving. This is a close match, folks. It's a one-point lead for Lacapaul Valley. If they get the next point, they'll win it. Brandy hits it over. Back to the Lakers side. Meyer pops it up in the air. Swatsky to set. Here's Brandy for the finish. Good! Brandy Meyer wins it with the kill. And the Eagles win it 25-23, what a thriller here in set two. And Lacapaul Valley goes up two sets to none on the Lakeview Lakers. Let's take a couple-minute break. You're listening to Eagle Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, we're back here. At Lacapara Valley, the Eagles lead two sets to none. They took the first set 25-14 and took the second set 25-23. Pretty exciting there on that second set. Hey, just want to remind everybody, I'll be in Granite Falls tomorrow for football. Dawson Boyd will be at YME. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. And just a reminder to Lacapara Valley football team, they're going to be at Bold in Olivia, take on the Bold Warriors. And Bold's going to be hungry, let me tell you. Mineota put a smackdown on them last Friday. Two state-ranked teams. Bold, I see, is still state-ranked after losing big to Mineota last Friday in Mineota. So Eagles travel to Olivia tomorrow to take on the Warriors. And I'll be keeping you up to date on scores on that. And tennis tonight. Let's see. Tennis action. Dawson Boyd, Lacapara girls tennis team. They picked up a big win in Sauk Center tonight, beating the Main Streeters 6-1. Nice job there by Coach Dr. Brad Hacker and the girls tennis team tonight. All right, here we go. Set three. The Eagles win this set. They win the match. And Lakeview starts it off with a kill from Taylor Hins. Her 11th kill. She leads everybody in kills. Paul Ramo here at Lacapara Valley tonight. The Eagles and the Lakeview Lakers from Cottonwood. Sawatsky sets up a drive by number 8, Abby Abbott. It's good. Abby, 6 kills for Abby Amlin, the junior. I tell you, that tournament win last Saturday in Benson when the Eagles went 4-0 really boosted their confidence. They're playing with confidence tonight. And there's a major kill again by Hins. Taylor Hins is just a sophomore, folks. And she playing like a senior, let me tell you. Very coordinated and very good volleyball player for the Lakeview Lakers, Taylor Hins. Lakers go up 2-1. Lakers are serving. This is Jersey Stensrud. Gets it over to net. A little too far. And number 16, a ninth grader, Jayla Schmidt, gets the point for Lakeview. And Lakeview, I think this is their biggest lead of the night, 3-1. Stensrud serves, the sophomore, and it goes out of bounds on the side, point Lacapara Valley. 3-2, Lakers. Here comes Peyton Sachs in to serve for the Eagles. Glad you're with us on Q92. Appreciate all our fine sports boosters, our sponsors. Peyton Sachs serves. That's an ace serve for Peyton. It is tied up 3-3. 3-3. Peyton, good golfer, serves in to number 15, a freshman, Peterson. Oh, what a block by Jalen Lee or Samara. And that was major there, 4-3. 4-3. The Eagles retake the lead. Payton serves again, goes in the back row. Rouse the setter. Up to Schmidt. She gets it back into the back row. Peyton Sachs keeps it alive. And there's Brandi Meyer again with 9 kills. She's tied Jalen Lee for kills. And the Eagles have a 5-3 lead. Peyton serves. Ooh, Lakers having some trouble, but Taylor will get it over. Peyton digs it up, passes the ball up to Sawatsky. Here's a set to Brandi. Boom! Brandi Meyer! What a nice set by the eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky. 6-3. Eagles here in set three. 6-3 Eagles, set three. And it looks like some little delay here. Someone spilled something on the court. Well, Acapulco Valley took the first set. A high energy for the Eagles in that set one. They won 25-14. And then they won a battle 25-23 in set two. And they lead 2-0 on the Lakeview Lakers here at Acapulco Valley tonight. Right now, the Eagles have a 3-point lead in set three. Meyer does it again. Boy, I tell you, when Brandi Meyer goes on a hot streak, she is hot. She is just on fire right now. Keep feeding her the volleyball. 7-3. Oh, and Rouse pulls it over. That time the Eagles were ready. That was a nice defensive play by Sawatsky. Rouse is going to set up hims from the outside. Boom. I mean, that is so much fun to watch. Aubrey Rouse set up Taylor Hins to the outside. That's how you do it. That's how it's drawn up. That's what you're supposed to do, and they do it to a T. 7-4 Eagles. Rouse serving. And an ace serve for Rouse. Aubrey Rouse. She is a senior. She, as I mentioned earlier, a couple weeks ago, reached a 1,000 set assist in her career. Big milestone there in volleyball. 7-5, Acapulco Valley, Brandi. Oh, what a play by Brandi Meyer again. She wasn't even close to net. Hit it off balance. Hit it off balance. And it went deep in the corner. Well, there's something going on. Brandi reached a milestone. The B Squad girls are sitting in front of me here. They're screaming and hollering for some reason. Oh, number 16 came in. That's why we've got Maya Mortensen, an eighth grader. Maya Mortensen just served for Acapulco Valley. Not sure if this is her first varsity. That's why the B Squad is up and cheering. Maya Mortensen came into the match. 8-6. Lakeview. Lakeview serves into Elias Sawatsky. Meyer hits it out. That time Brandi missed. Hit it outside. That took me a while, Zora. Why is everybody cheering so loud? That's because Maya Mortensen, an eighth grader libero, went into the game. Went into the match for the first time tonight. A little excitement when you get an eighth grader in to the varsity match. 8-7, 1-point lead for Acapulco Valley. Here's Kaya Hens, and that's blocked. Khan plays it back over. Lakeview trying to tie it up here in set three. Elias to Brandi. Good, Brandi Meyer. Oh, my goodness. 13 kills for Brandi Meyer. 13 kills for Brandi Meyer. Give Elias credit there. Mikey Ann set her up nicely. Here's Samara with the serve for Acapulco Valley. A drive by left-hander. Aubrey Nepping with the kill. She went cross-court. It's 9-8. Another close set here between Lakeview and Acapulco Valley. Eagles lead 2-0. They're trying to close it out. Eagles win this set. They win the match. Lakefield will have to win the next three matches to take the match. And another hit by Neptune. Aubrey Neptune, a junior. And we're tied 9-9. Tied up here in set 3, 9-9. Number 11, Aaliyah Lawaji serving. She already has an ace serve here in the match. Serves it in to Lee in the back row. Tomorrow back to Jalen. She'll hit it over the net from the back. Jalen digs it. Swatsky playing off the net. Oh, the Eagles get it over. Todd hits it over. What a play by Swatsky. And Hins hammers it over for a kill. Number 6, Kiara Hins. Oh, they're going to give it to 8. I think they get that mixed up there. The scoreboard gets that mixed up between the Hins girls. Folks, the Lakers have taken the lead. 10-9. Make that 11-9. 11-9 Lakeview. Coach Brooklyn Gould out on the court there. Here's the serve by Lakeview in the Brandy. Sawatsky. Here's the middle of the floor. This is Callie. Khan does it again. Callie, 5 kills in the match. Cuts the Lakeview lead to 1 point. 11-10. Lakeview set 3. Here's Brandy Meyer's serve. Hits the net, goes over. That's playable. Lakeview returns it, and the Eagles can't. 12-10 Lakeview. Back to a 2-point lead for the Lakeview Lakers. Aubrey Nepping will serve. Eagles lead 2-0. 25-14, 25-23. Swatsky's going to set up Abby Hamlin. She goes cross court. Lakeview plays it nice. Tamara to Swatsky. Here's Jalen from the middle of the floor. Nice dig by Stensrud in the back row for Lakeview. Lee passes it up to Swatsky. Abby throws it down the opposite court. Here's a play partially blocked by Khan. Swatsky. Lee from the middle of the floor. Good! Jalen Lee! That was Jalen Lee's 10th kill. Brandy Meyer with 13. Jalen Lee with 10. The Eagles are down by a point. 12-11. Here's Mikey and Elias. Trying to tie it up. Elias serves, goes in the back row. Lakeview passes the ball up to Lawaji Rauch, and there's Hims again. This was Kiera. 13-11. Back to a 2-point lead for Lakeview. The serve. Tamara passes up to Swatsky. Here's Jalen from the outside, partially blocked by Rauch. Rauch will throw it over and gets the point. Lakeview playing a lot better now. They're on a bit of a run. 14-11. Coach Brooklyn Gould wants a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. It's a 3-point lead for the Lakeview Lakers here in set 3, but the Eagles lead 2-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapaw Valley. Good Camden Conference volleyball match happening right now. Lakeview gets the point. Coming out of commercial break. We're in set 3. We are in set 3. And Lakeview leading 15-11 now. But the Eagles lead 2-0. See if the Eagles can come back here. Down by 4. Blocked at the net, and Kowalski hits it on the side. 16-11. Eagles have lost a little bit of their mojo. As I mentioned earlier, volleyball is such a momentum sport. Well, Lakeview got it back. They have the momentum right now, leading 16-11. Hamlin throws it back over. Play at the net. Lee can't get it over the net on the second hit. And the Lakeview Lakers have a 17-11 lead here in set three. Number two serving, Tegan Feeney. Hits the net, goes over. Steppenin digs it up off the floor, and there's Brandy Meyer again. My score sheet is getting full. 14 kills for Brandy Meyer. And we're not done yet. 17-12. Can the Eagles go on a bit of a run here? They're down by 5 here in set three. Here's Hins. Nice dig by Elias. Pass it up to Sawatsky. Here's Hamlin, goes cross court. Back to the Lakeview side. Routes will throw it deep in the back row. Elias up to Sawatsky. Hamlin with a drive. Nice dig by Lakeview. Got a long volley going on here, folks. And what happened there? Lakeview gets the point. Lakeview gets the point. 18-12, Lakeview, set three. Lakeview serves. Oh, the easy point there for him, Taylor. That was her 15th kill. Timeout by Coach Brooklyn Gould. We'll take another commercial break. 19-12, Lakeview in set three. But the Eagles lead 2-0. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact them today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
We're back here at Lacapoil Valley High School. What a volleyball match we have going on here between Lakeview and Lacapoil Valley. We're in set three. The Eagles lead 2-0, but Lakeview currently leads in set three, 21-13. As we pick up the action here, make that 22-13. Lakeview trying to force a set four. Lakeview has got the momentum now. It's all Lakeview here in set three. The serve into Brandy Meyer. Sawatsky back to Brandy, who's been hot. Partially blocked at the net there by freshman Schmidt. And the Eagles get the point. Oh, it just went in the corner there. And substitutes coming in. Callie Kahn comes in. And number 16, Maya Mortensen, is going to serve. And the B-Squatters and C-Squatters stand up. Here's Maya Mortensen serve for an eighth grader. Goes over to net. Mortensen digs that one up. Sawatsky. Here's Meyer, goes cross court. Set by Roush. Here's Hins. Look up. Oh, Mortensen with a nice dig. big. Wow. 22-14, Lakeview play at the net. Eagles get the point. Give a big lot of credit there for Maya Mortensen, the eighth grader just off the bench. Tremendous dig in the back row off Hins, who leads the Lakers in kills with 17. And Hins won another one, but Maya said no, no. And now Maya just had a service there, hit the ball into the net. 22-15. Mortensen out, Lee in. 22-15. Lakeview close to forcing a set four here. Serve into Elias. Samara. Over to Brandy Meyer. Over to Neticos. Here's Routes with the set and the drive block. Scored by the Eagles. That might have been Khan. It was Khan, Kelly. Khan with the her second block. Eagles aren't done. They're not quitting. They're not going away quietly here in set three. 23-16. They got a lot of work to do. Here's a shot at the net. High in the air. Back to the Lakers side. They get it over on the third end. Khan, Sawatsky. Here's Brandy. Partially blocked at the net. Stenrud. Drive. Blocked by Khan again. Hey, it's 23-17. Tamara Stepanin is going to serve for Lacapral Valley. Serve goes in deep into the back row. Stenrud passes up to Roush. Here's Hins. Soft touch. Good. Smart play by Taylor Hins. Kill number 18. 24-17 Lakeview. 24-17 Lakeview, set point for the Lakeview Lakers. Here's the serve. Into the back row goes Slotsky. Lee will throw it over to that on the third hit. Back to the Lakeview Lakers side. Here's Hins. Good. Lakeview wins it. 25-17. They win it 25-17 here in set three. The Eagles lead 2-1. We're going to a set four for folks. Set four, folks. Hard to say. We'll be back in a couple minutes right after this.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lacparl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Lacapral Valley High School. We are going to a set four between Lakeview and the Eagles. Lakeview just won set three, 25-17. Let's get you up to date on some other scores. The Ella Medicine East defeated Dawson Boyd, 3-1 in Dawson tonight. Renville County West swept Ortonville 3-0. And don't have an update on the Canby Lancers. They're in Kirkhoven tonight. And Benson was at Montevideo. Don't have an update on that. But I do have an update on the Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boy Girls tennis team. They're up in Sauk Center tonight. And they beat the Main Streeters 6-1. Congratulations to the Dawson Boy Rockefeller Valley Girls tennis team on another win. All right, here we go. Set 4. Eagles took the first two sets, 25-14, 25-23. And Lakeview got the momentum back there in set 3, winning 25-17. Right now we're tied up 1-1 here in set 4. Lakeview would like nothing but to force a set 5, because anything can happen if you go to a set 5. We only played a 15. It goes really fast. So let's see if the Eagles can get a little momentum back here, and they get the point. Net violation on Lakeview, and the Eagles have a 2-1 lead. Coach Brooklyn Gould between sets was pretty animated in the huddle down there. Both these teams with 5 wins on the season. Someone's coming away with a 6th win after tonight. Here's Peyton Sachs serving. Eagles lead by a point. Early here in set 4, 2-1. Elias passes the ball up to Sawatsky, the 8th grader. And a hit by Brandy Meyer goes out. Brandy has 14 kills. She leads the Eagles in kills. And Taylor Hins has 17 for Lakeview. That's your leaders in kills tonight. We're tied up 2-2. Play at the net. Sawatsky got it over. Nice play by Maya. Here's Hins with the drive. Sawatsky keeps it off the floor. Brandy Meyer gets the job done. There's Brandy again. Wowza. 15 kills for Brandy. Here's Maya Mortensen coming in along with Kahn. Maya Mortensen, she had a tremendous dig in set 3. She's only in 8th grade. She's 5'2", folks. Here we go. Mortensen gets the ball over to that. Roush, Hins, a drive, and good. That was Taylor again. 18 kills for Hins. Tied up 3-3. Number 10. Aubrey Roush serving for the Lakeview Lakers. Eagles lead 2-1. They win this set, they win the match. Lakeview wins the set. We are going to an exciting 5th set. 3-3 here. Here's Samara, gets it over for the Eagles. Hins goes in the back row to Jalen Lee. Sawatsky setting up for Meyer from the outside again. Got to give credit to the setter, Maya Sawatsky, who's only an 8th grader, folks. She is a really good setter. 4-3, Eagles lead by a point. Samara serves. Sepinen. Lakeview Lakers return it. Sawatsky, Meyer. Oh, we got a net violation. Someone ran into the net for the Eagles. 4-4, the score. 4-4 the score. Tied up. Service error there by Lakeview's number 8, Taylor Hins. 5-4. Eagles have a lead by 1 point. Brandy Meyer serves. Goes in there, extends through the libero player, and she passes too far. Point Eagles. 6-4. Let's see if the Eagles can go on a run. 6-4. Lakeview beat the Eagles in C squad tonight, 2-1. And Lakeview beat the Eagles in B squad, 2-1. Lakeview's trying to sweep the Eagles here, but the Eagles are having something to say about it, leading 2-1 here in varsity. 6-5, a 1 point lead for Lakapal Valley. Number 11 comes off the bench, Lawaji. She serves. Leah's ace serve for Lawaji, her second of the match. 6-6. Paul Ramo hit it for 292 Sports tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. And ace serve for Lawaji. Boy, the Eagles didn't even react to that in the back row. And just like that, Lawaji with back-to-back ace serves. She serves that one. Jalen passes up to Swatsky. Here's a try from Hamlin. Good, Abby Hamlin. Hamlin with her seventh kill. Khan's going to come out. Back in is Mikey and Elias. Elias will serve. We're tied 7-7. We got a close volleyball match here, folks. Elias high serve over the net. Rout steps up to the left side, and it is out. Number 7 just barely by nothing. That was really close. Could have been in or out there. Head coach for the Lakeview Lakers, Alexis Lindemann, looking down the line there. Could have hit the line, too. But the Eagles retake the lead, 8-7. Elias serves. Rout will throw it over. Randy Meyer saves it for Lacapaul Valley. Now Lee goes cross-court, and it's out, Point Lakeview. Tied up 8-8. I told you in the Subway pregame show, two evenly matched teams, I think. What did I say? I think we're going to go to five sets. And here's these two teams are playing tough, and out. Rouch hits it out. Point Eagles 9-8. Lakeview fans not agreeing with the call there from the side judge on the floor. Maya Sawatsky will serve. 5'7", eighth grader. Maya Sawatsky. Run jump serve. Oh, she fanned on that one badly. Hit the bottom of the net. Almost went under the net. Tied up 9-9. 9-9, Eagles and the Lakers. Call a friend. We got a tight one here. Oh, was that? Who was that? Was that Abby Hammond? No, that was Jalen Lee. Jalen Lee with another kill. Her 11th. And it's 10-9. That was a play at the net. Of course, Jalen using her 6-foot frame with long arms. She got the job done there. Here's a play from the outside. Oh, what a dig by Elias. Peyton Sachs got to get it over. She does. What a play by Lacapaul Valley there. And, oh, a major kill there from the outside from guess who? Taylor Hins. Her next kill will be 20 in a match. 20 kills. She's got 19. We're tied 10-10. Doesn't get it much closer than this, folks. Lakeview serves. Elias. Samara gets it over. Play at the net. Lee pushes it over Rausch. And the ball goes, hits the 10 and goes out of bounds. Point Lakeview. They go back up 11-10. Coach Brooklyn Gould, she's putting her steps in today. She's pacing back and forth. Shouting instructions to her team. Eagles down by a point now, 11-10. Swatsky sets up Brandy. She hits it in the middle of the floor. Good! Brandy Meyer! 17 kills for Meyer. Tied up 11-11. How many ties have we had here in set four? Eagles lead 2-1. Trying to win this set and win the match. Lakeview trying to win this set and take it to set five. And Mortensen off the bench serves that one long out of bounds. Way long. She had her Wheaties today. That point belonged to the Lakeview Lakers. 12-11. Rouch. Aubrey. Gets the whistle from the referee. The Lakeview Lakers serves the ball in the Randy Meyer. Swatsky back to Meyer. Blocked at the net by the Laker. Here's Callie Kahn. She hits it into the net. It's a two-point lead for Lakeview. 13-11. the first two sets, 25-14, 25-23. Lakeview rallied, took set three, 25-17. Here we are in set four, 13-11. 13-12 points brought to Powell Valley. That was the 18th kill for Brandy Meyer. Number 13 for the Eagles, Samara Seppinen is serving in the stands route. Routes to center. Play at the net. Partially blocked. Elias gets it over on the third hit. Rouse. Back set. Drives nothing. And the Eagles can't play it off the scoreboard. Point. Lakeview Lakers. 14-12. Kiara Hinz comes off the bench for Lakeview. Taylor Hinz is serving. In the Jalen lead, passes the ball up to Sawatsky. The set, the hit by Meyer. What did I say? Brandy Meyer. 19 kills for Brandy Meyer. Amazing. And I'm sure all them sets came from Maya Sawatsky. Meyer serves in the stands route. Rouse bumps it up. Both these teams playing their hearts out right now, folks. They want to win. We're in the fourth set. It's a 14-13 lead for Lakeview. Back and forth here, and point Eagles. I think Abby Hamlin may have got a finger on it to block it. And we're tied 14-14. 14-14. Set four. Randy Meyer serves in the stands route. Pops the ball way up in the air. Comes back down in the ninth grader, Schmidt, fans on it. And that puts the Eagles on top, 15-14. Eagles lead by a point now. They're 10 points away from taking the match. Can they do it? Rouch will throw it over instead of setting. Here's Lee from the outside. I think that was tipped. No, it wasn't. It goes out of bounds, point Lakeview. And once again, for the umpteenth time, we are tied. 15-15. Lakeview's Luwagi with the serve. Hits the net, goes over. Jalen plays it. This is playable. And Abby Hamlin throws it over on the third hit. Back to the Lakeview Lakers side. We're tied 15-15. Sawatsky. Here's Abby. Goal! Abby Hamlin! Woo! 8 points. You know, Abby, when she's up in the air, she's looking where there's nobody. And she hit it just down the line. No Laker there to get to it. Eagles go back up on top by a point. 16-15. Elias serves an ace serve for Mikey and Elias. What a volleyball match here tonight at Lacapau Valley. 2-point lead now for the Eagles. Can they win set four and win the match? Elias serves high. Lakeview decides to play it in the back row. They bring it up front. Blocked by Hamlin or Lee. Lakeview keeps it alive. Back to the Eagles side. Sawatsky. Brandy Meyer. Good again! 20 kills! 20 kills for Brandy Meyer. I don't know if I've ever seen someone have 20 kills in a match. Maybe. Timeout by Lakeview. Folks, do not go away. Eagles lead 18-15. They lead 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacapau County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacapau County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a Lacapau County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lockbaro County corn and soybean growers proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Lockbaro Valley. What a volleyball match we got going on here tonight between the Lakeview Lakers and the Lockbaro Valley Eagles. We're in set four. Eagles coming out of commercial break. Lakeview got a point. So it's a one-point lead for Lockbaro Valley, 18-17. Eagles lead 2-1. They're trying to win the set and win the match. And Brandi Meyer just picked up her 21st kill. That's right, you heard me. 21 kills for Brandi Meyer. And the Eagles back on top, 19-17. Here's Sawatsky serving. Eagles won the first two sets. Lakeview won set three. Here we are in set four. Lakeview hits it over on one hit. Sawatsky to Jalen Lee. Oh, nice dig by Stensrud. Hins throws it over. Meyer passes up to Sawatsky. Here's Jalen with a big hit. Stensrud again digs it up. Hins from the outside. Meyer saves it. Sawatsky. Here's Abby Hamlin. Nice play saved there by Peterson. Lee gets the block and the kill. 20-17, Lockbaro Valley. Can the Eagles finish strong here? Lakeview wants to force a set five. Can they do it? Sawatsky service there. Into the net by Maya. That gives the point to the Lakeview Lakers. Now it's a two-point lead for Lockbaro Valley, 20-18. These two teams aren't playing at all like they have losing records. It's amazing how well they're playing, and they're playing their hearts out. 20-18, Lockbaro Valley, and Abby Hamlin's fans on it. It's 2019, Lockbaro Valley, Lakeview serving. Number two, Tegan Feeney, serves the ball into Samara. Here's Lee. Oh, hit out of bounds. Point Eagles. 21-19, Lockbaro Valley. 21-19, Lockbaro Valley. Serving is, guess who, Peyton Sachs. Sachs serves, goes deep in the back row. Lakeview passes it up front. Too far. Samara hits it back over for Lockbaro Valley. Now the Peyton Sachs back row. Sawatsky, Brandi Meyer from the middle of the floor gets it over on the third hit. 21-19. What a dig by Sachs. Here's Brandi. Good again. Oh, what is going on? Brandi Meyer, you have heard her name so much tonight. 22 kills. Timeout by Lakeview, but we're going to keep it right here with the score, 22-19, Lockbaro Valley. Let's recap. The Eagles were dominant. They played amazing in the first set. They won 25-14, a lot of high energy. Second set, it was a battle, back and forth, many lead changes, but the Eagles came out on top 25-23. The third set, it was another close one, but give credit to Lakeview. They played really well in that third set to force a set four. They won the third set 25-17. Now the set four, how many ties have we had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ties. I don't think anybody's led more than three. Timeout's over by Lakeview. We're in set four. Lakeview desperately wants to force a set five, but the Eagles have the upper hand here now with leading 22-19. And an ace score by Peyton Sachs. 23-19 Eagles. Peyton Sachs with an ace serve. with some perspiration on the floor there. They're going to wipe it up. How there could be perspiration on the floor. It's very cold here in the gym. They got the air conditioner cranked up. All right, here we go, folks. 23-19. Sack serves again. Lakeview having trouble. They get it over on the third hit. Here's Samara setting up. Jalen scores! Jalen Lee! And it's match point. Match point. Lacapau Valley. Peyton Sacks, 24-19. Peyton Sacks serves on match point. Lakeview gets it over on the third hit. Elias Swatsky setting up. Brandy! Oh, nice dig in the back row. Roach. And Lakeview keeps it alive, 24-20. Still match point for Lacapau Valley. Match point. Lakeview serving Stensrud. Goes into Peyton. Up to Sawatsky. Samara throws it into the corner. Score! Stephanie wins it! And the Eagles win it 25-20. Look at them celebrate on the floor. Nice kill by Samara. Wow. What a match this was tonight, folks. Look at the Eagles celebrating. Look at the Eagles celebrating. That was a fun volleyball match to call, let me tell you. Eagles win it 3-1 over the Lakeview Lakers. And Coach Brooklyn Gold is fired up as her team gathered around her. And they're having some fun right now. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartner's premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-7447. 1079 or Agra Partners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. What a volleyball match tonight here at Lockapaw Valley. The Eagles win it 3-1. Joining me is head coach Brooklyn Gould. With a big smile on your face, Brooklyn.
Oh, of course. That was a great game.
Wasn't it?
Yes. I'm glad we took it. We needed it.
Yeah, that was an exciting win. Some big stats from some of your girls.
Yep.
And the crowd was into it. The student body section was into it. It was just an exciting match tonight.
Yeah, I looked over and I saw someone on someone else's shoulders, so they must have been into the game tonight.
You took the first two sets, 25-14, 25-13. I'm just going to read you some of my notes here.
Yep.
The first set, Brandy Meyer was on fire. High energy, a lot of excitement in that first set, 25-14.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that. We've been really working on, like, going out with high energy, and we really worked on some things yesterday that were things that we needed to work on.
Yep.
And with that today, they definitely went in the game working on those things, and it definitely showed.
Right, right. Set two, it was a battle.
Yeah.
A lot of lead changes in set two.
Yeah.
You won it 25-23. Talk about that set.
Yeah, the second set, we kind of knew what some of their weaknesses were going into the game, so we really picked on that the first set. And second set, they started catching on to some of our weaknesses as well. You know, they were hitting off our block. They were tipping a little bit more, too. So that was kind of difficult, but we were able to come back, because usually in those sets that where we were like that, we just, like, it hands up, we're fine, it is the way it is. So we pushed through and ended up winning, so that's good.
And then give credit for Lakeview in the third set. They won 25-17. What can you say about set three there?
Yeah, I think set three for us, it was just, like, we had low energy. We were kind of just in the game going around. Is that what you wrote?
Yep, low energy.
And the girls need to understand, like, when they're having fun and the energy's high, they play so much better. And I think that's any team, right?
Yeah.
You know, and they're number eight. She's a great...
Taylor Hinn.
Yeah, she's...
Only a sophomore.
Yeah, she's good, you know, and, like, we put up a block, but she swings so hard that if our block isn't perfect, it's just the flex, you know. So when she was in the we didn't take advantage of that third set when she was in the back row of trying to go on some more smaller runs and stuff.
Then in the fourth set, you were down by 2, 13-11,
mm-hmm.
And, of course, Lakeview trying to force that fifth set, but you fought back, tied it up 14-14, and never took the lead from there on in, winning 25-20.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we said, too, that third set. Like, they were ahead a couple points, and, you know, that number eight, she was in the front row, and when she got to the back row, the girls, like, looked at each other like, we got to go. So they're finally getting the hang of seeing things on outside of the court, and I don't have to always tell them, so.
Let's talk about some of your girls tonight. The first two things that stand on my mind is Maya Sawatsky, your setter,
yep.
And Brandy Meyer.
Yeah, you know, Maya Sawatsky, she's been pretty consistent for us throughout the season so far, and she's only an eighth grader. Tonight she had 40 assists, so that's, you know, she's moving the ball a lot, and that's not just our only assist that we had in the game. But, you know, she does great. She does good on defense, too, and she brings the energy for sure on our team. She's the one pushing the girls and getting them hyped up. And Brandy Meyer, overall, you know, this is the best game I've seen her have. She went out with so much confidence. She was putting balls down. She was digging balls. She had good serve receive. And that's what Brandy needs, because I think in the beginning of the season she was kind of, like, hesitating a little bit, but she came out fighting for sure today.
22 kills.
I know.
For Brandy Meyer. Jalen Lee had 13 kills.
Yep.
Abby Hamlin played well. Callie Kahn did well off the bench. And you got an eighth grader in Maya Mortensen.
Yes, we actually just bumped her up today. Yep. And she's ended up serving.
That was her first varsity experience?
Yeah, she literally got a jersey like 3 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah.
She had a great dig.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and, you know, Maya, she's going to be a great ball player, too. She already is.
Well, you picked up your sixth win of the season. You had a great tournament last week in Benson, and then you got the momentum going.
Yes, we definitely do, and that's huge. This game was big for us because, you know, our section's kind of up and down right now, so that was good for us.
All right, where do you go next, you know?
We have Benson here tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it was supposed to be Monday, but coronation's Monday, so they had to move it till tomorrow.
All right. Benson defeated Montevideo tonight 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Canby swept KMS 3-0. Yellow Mess and East beat Dawson Boyd 3-1. Mm-hmm. RCW swept Ortonville 3-0. So those are some of the scores there tonight.
Yep.
All right. Brooklyn, congratulations on a big win. Where are the girls holding up?
Yep, they're doing poster signing out there right now.
I got to go get my poster.
Yeah, exactly.
And grab Brandy if you go down there.
I can definitely do that,
so I can get a picture with her shirt.
Yep.
So Brandy Myers, our Neon Needles, the Subway Player of the Game. She gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway Valley Mail. Our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. I'm off the top of my head, you can help me out here, Brooklyn. The Play of the Game, what would you say was a play of the match?
Play of the match?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I tell you what, I think I'm going to go with Mikey Ann Elias.
Yeah.
She had a great dig.
Yeah.
In the back row. I mean, she sacrificed her body in the back row that one time.
Huh? Yeah, she definitely did.
And that kept the rally going. You got the point on there. So that's our Egg Plus, or Cooperative Play of the Game. Mikey Ann, I'm saying that right?
Yeah, Mikey Ann Elias.
Yep. With our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. All right, thanks, Brooklyn. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Eagles win it 3-1 over to Lakeview Lakers. Tomorrow night I'll be in Granite Falls. Dawson Boyd football kickoff at 7 o'clock. And so we'll do that. We'll be back at the studio for working the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And with that, thanks, everybody, for listening. Big win for the Eagles, 3-1 over Lakeview.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.